Let's turn to the Word of God and read from the first letter that John wrote, 1 John and chapter 4. 1 John and chapter 4. And verse 7. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world, so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is brought to full expression in us. Then we'll go back to chapter 3 and verse 11. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. We know what real love is because Jesus gave his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need, but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let us not merely say that we love one another. Let us show the truth by our actions. This is the word of the Lord. Now, I know it probably seems a long time ago. Seems a long time ago to me as well, but this is the fourth time that I've been preaching from 1 John. The first time, which was probably right back at the beginning of the year, believe it or not, we looked at why did John write these letters. And we said that he wrote these letters because he cared very deeply for the Christians that he was writing to. He wanted them to know the truth about Jesus. Some false teachers had got in and they were telling these people that they couldn't really know that they had eternal life and that God was too far away to know. And John writes and says, I've written this so that you can know that you have eternal life. You haven't got to guess, you haven't got to worry, you haven't got to cross your fingers, you haven't got to hope. You can know that you have eternal life when you have put your trust in Jesus. He writes these letters because he loves them and cares for them and wants them to know the truth and live in the joy of that truth. And then in the second talk, we looked at the fact, who is Jesus? Because again, people had got into the churches and were telling them all sorts of strange things about who Jesus was, very much like today. Jesus wasn't really the Son of God. Jesus was a created being. Jesus couldn't do this. Jesus couldn't do that. Jesus was so great that he couldn't possibly love us. Don't believe them, says John. Jesus is God's eternal Son who came into this world to be Saviour and Lord. And then last time we looked at light and darkness. How God is light. In him is no darkness at all. And he sent Jesus, the light of the world, to break into our darkness. The darkness of our personal lives, the darkness of the life of this world. And we ask the question, will we allow God's light to shine into our hearts and show us where we need to change? Will we be led by Jesus, the light of the world? And will we too become lights to those around us? So today we're going to do the final talk, and it's entitled Love and Hate. Love and Hate. God is not only light, God is love. Over and over again, we read that in these verses. God is love. What do we read in chapter 4 and verse 7? Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who doesn't love doesn't know God. Why? Because God is love. Doesn't just say God has love or God loves, but God actually, in his personality, is love. He is the source of love. The only reason there is any love in the world is because God himself is love, and shows that love in all that he does. God is love, and we can rely on his love. His love never ever changes. You know, sometimes with us or with people we know, our love can be faint. Our love can ebb and flow. Our love can change. I wish I'd written this down now, but this has just come into my head, as it often does, from things that I read in our Bible study booklet. There was a story about a tribe somewhere, and they were translating the Bible. And apparently there were three words for love in this language. And they ended in three different ways. One ended with a U, one ended with an O, and one ended with an I. I can't remember which one was which. But when it came to loving people, they only used two of them. Because it was love that meant, I love you because you deserve it, or I love you for the things that you do. And the translator said to the men, well, this other word for love, would you use that about your wife? And they said, oh no, we couldn't use that word about our wife, because that would mean we would love her whatever she did. And then the translator said, but that's the way that God loves you. God is love, and his love never ever changes. He doesn't love us one day and not the next. He doesn't love us because we're extra good. He doesn't stop loving us because we're extra bad. He loves us constantly. We can rely on that love. And he showed his love in the most practical way that he possibly could. We're coming up to Christmas. Just think, a fortnight today, it'll all be over, and we'll wonder where it went. We read in John's Gospel, probably the most famous verse in the Bible, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God didn't just say that he loves us. He proved he loves us by what he did. John in this letter writes, this is how we know what love is. The Son of God laid down his life for us. And in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9 we read, God showed how much he loved us. How? By sending his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is real love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That is real love, isn't it? Sometimes we say to people that we love them, but do we really care? Do we really show that we love them? Or is it just a word? You know, when you write your Christmas cards, on some of them I write, love, Anna John. Some of them I might write, with love from, or with our love, or with lots of, all depending on who they are. You know, you can't send love to the people you don't know up the road, can you? You might just put from on that one. But if we truly love somebody, we will prove it by the way that we live and the way that we act towards them. I once read in a book where someone said he truly loved his wife, but never once considered her feelings. I thought, that doesn't sound right to me. If we love somebody, we show it by our actions. And here God shows his love in the sending of his Son at that first Christmas as a tiny baby who grew to be a man without sin, who died on the cross that we might be forgiven. Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me and for you. That is real love. What is the result of God's love for us? John chapter 3 and verse 16 we've already read. If we believe in God's love and what Jesus has done for us, we will not perish, but we will have eternal life. We won't be walking without God and away from God. We will be walking with him and towards heaven. We won't be helpless. We won't be hopeless. We won't be lost. We will be saved. We will be on our way to heaven, having a friend and a savior and a brother and a Lord in Jesus. If we believe in him, we will have eternal life. And John says, you don't have to doubt it. You can know that we belong to God forever. The result of God's love is that we become children of God. John writes in chapter 3, see, behold, think about how much our Father loves us because we have become his children. And on Judgment Day, he writes a bit later on, we will have confidence because we know that he loves us and we love him. And if we know how much God loves us, we love him and we love each other. John writes, we love, why? Because he first loved us. We love him in return, first of all. And then we love each other, those of us who are brothers and sisters in Christ, and those who don't yet belong to him. There is nobody that we do not love. That's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? There's nobody that God doesn't love. There's nobody that we don't love. And that doesn't mean mushy stuff. It means action and prayer and thought. So we talked a bit about love. But then John is talking about hate. Now, hate is it's a horrible word, isn't it? Even sounds horrible. Hate. Got that nasty sort of. You know, and these days we hear a lot about hate crime, don't we? And hate mail. Hate. I hate that word. Sounds horrible. Malicious, unjustifiable feelings. It spoils our relationship with God. John says, we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We're not practicing the truth. If we are living in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we hate, hope we don't hate God, if we hate other people, our relationship with God is spoiled. It spoils our relationships with each other. And it leads to more sin. That's why John tells this story, reminds us of the story of Cain and Abel. We remember the story. Both the brothers took sacrifices to God. And Abel's sacrifice was what God wanted. And Cain's sacrifice wasn't what God wanted. And so it wasn't accepted. And Cain got the hump. He didn't like the fact that his sacrifice hadn't been accepted and went off in a bit of a tiz, stamping his foot, saying it wasn't fair. And he becomes angry. Do you know the word anger is only one letter away from danger? He becomes angry. And God says to him, don't be angry. Just give the right sacrifice and don't let this anger take your heart over, because you're in danger of doing something much worse. And his anger turns to so much hatred that he takes his brother out into the field and the first murder is committed. Hate stunts our growth, makes us blind to the truth, impairs our judgment, and leads to hell. We don't want to hate, do we? We want to love. As I said just now, what is our response to God's love? We love him because he first loved us. We love other Christians, not just in word, but in deed. John wrote, if you see someone in need and don't help them, how can God's love be in you? We love not just with words, but with actions. And we love all people. The love of Christ constrains us. The love of Christ compels us to tell those who don't yet know Jesus that they might know him too. Not because we must. Oh, I suppose I better give some leaflets out. Oh, I suppose I better get involved with a bit of witnessing. Christ's love, the love that we have experienced ourselves, and the fact that we know that he loves them too, compels us, like water being forced through a channel, to go and tell others about God's love. People need love, don't they? Look around this world. It's a horrible place sometimes. Yeah, it can be wonderful and loving and kind and amazing, but it can be horrible. And people here and far across the world, wherever it might be, need to know today that God loves them. And so we need to be loving people. Loving God, loving each other, and reaching out to others. And when we love, we obey him. It says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love God and are waiting for his second coming, you will purify yourself and keep your life right. And if we love him, We will live our lives for him, says Paul to the Romans. When you consider all that God has done, give your life. That's what we sang earlier, isn't it? I give my life to the potter's hand. Because we trust him, because we know he loves us. And he will use us in the right way to bring his kingdom. And so, let's not be people of hate. It's an ugly word, and it's an ugly thing. The only thing we should hate is sin. And we should hate that with a real hatred and spurn it. But let's love God. One of the earliest prayers is that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. Do you love God like that? Do I love God like that? Maybe occasionally. Manage it for a while. We sometimes sing a hymn that says, my love for you is faint and poor. But I want to love you more. If you want to love Jesus more, if I want to love Jesus more, in a few minutes we're going to be taking communion. If that doesn't make us love Jesus more, nothing will. Nothing will. Let's love him. Let's promise to love one another so that when our brothers and sisters are in need, when they're sad, when they're going through difficult times, we will be there. And let's love those who don't know Jesus yet. God is love. Do you love him? Have you trusted him? Do you know that you have eternal life? Do you love one another? Do you love those who are still far away from him? We love him. We love each other. We love people. Why? Because he first loved us. Let's not live in hate. Let's not live in indifference. But what does John say? Walk in love. He says, Jesus said, they will know that you are Christians, that you are my disciples, by your love. Not by the things that we say, although they're vital. Not necessarily by the things that we do, but by our love. I say this often, I might have said it here before, the thing that saddens me these days is that most people seem to only know about Christians because of the things that we say about other people. About the fuss we make and our horrible protests. Jesus said, yes, stand up for the truth. But people will know that you belong to me because you are people of love, not of hate. There's nothing worse than seeing Christians on television, on the news, spouting hate. But no matter what reason, you can speak the truth in love. Unfortunately, so many people say, oh yeah, we know about Christians. They're the ones that are against this, they're against that. They're always doing this, they're always doing that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the people around this area, the area in Penarth where we come from, say, people say, yeah, we know they're Christians. Because they care for each other. And they care for us. We know that they love their God. Because of the way they live and speak and act and do. Let us live in love as we remember the love of Christ for us this morning. Amen.